The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast.
It was very good and very expensive as well. I'm sure you didn't miss me, so it's fine. So, three different types of truth. Okay, now remember, I am just a guy, right? I'm just a regular guy without a particularly powerful education, other than that I'm self-educated. So I like to learn things that I find valuable, and if I find them valuable, I'll share them with you guys. That's just, you know, that's the deal, right? And you watch or listen. But, you know, sometimes people like to get a bit irritated by what I say, which I find really entertaining, and I actually love. But, you know, it's actually not the be-all and end-all of what I say, believe it or not. So, there are three different types of truth, right? And just there's not one type of truth, amazingly. You'd like to think there was just one type of truth. We'd all like to think that. We all probably think that, but there's actually three types of truth. And they're all very interwoven with each other, all three of them, and they overlap quite often. And the truth is powerful, right? They say the truth will set you free. I've spoken about telling the truth a lot. But the truth, or the lack of truth, has the power to even start wars. You know, this is how powerful words can be. So what are the three different types of truth? Number one is your truth. Your truth. Everyone has their own truth. So what is your truth? It's your beliefs, what you believe to be true, okay? And that isn't necessarily true, but it's your truth, right? And I've talked about this a few weeks ago, but some people are so delusional that you think, how the hell do they get through life believing some of the things that they believe? But they do. And the reason why they do, you know, you get these people who are absolutely bombed out insaniacs that believe all, you know, I don't know, there's people who believe that Jesus is coming back to earth on a meteorite to save everyone, for example. You know, these people, they manage to recruit other people in their belief set. And you think, how the hell do these people operate in real life? Well, they can operate in real life because most of the things that happen in real life are just cause and effect. Everyone understands cause and effect. There's type one belief, the things that are around you, things that you can touch. The fact that if you park on a double yellows overnight, you might get a ticket, you have to pay the fine. You know, you're going to have to work more to get that money to pay the fine. These are things that we can all understand, regardless of how bombed out your belief system is. It's cause and effect stuff. That's how delusional people can operate in the world, because most people have a basic grasp of cause and effect. Type two beliefs are myths. They're things that you can't prove. They're not right in front of you. You know, what created the universe? How does the universe work? What is God? What, you know, all these massive questions, or a lot of questions that seem pretty simple, but you don't know. How does your TV work? You don't know. You just have to take someone's word for it. That's a type two belief. It's a myth. To you, it's mystical. You don't know for certain what that is. You just have to take other people's word for it. But these are your truths, because the way we see the world, not as it is, but as we are. We see the world as we are. So if you have a terrible outlook and you think the world's going to hell, I've got some really bad news for you, but that's just your mindset, mate. That is just your mindset. It's not mine. Hello, Mike Kilburn. Hello, I hope you're well. I hope you are well, mate. So that's number one. That's truth number one, is your truth. Truth number two is political truth. And political truth is something that we start to understand as true through repetition, through repeat messaging. You might not even know what the original act was, but because everyone says it, you believe it to be, or we just take it as truth. That's just what we, this is just how things have always been, because it's just been repeated to you so many times. Like the news repeats messaging you, repeat messages, until you start believing what it's telling you. This is how you see the world. You think the world is like this, and in fact, it actually isn't like that. That's just a message that you've been fed over and over and over again. I don't know if you've read the book 1984 or seen the film. It was the first ever book that kind of changed my life, George Orwell, 1984. But that's a large part of it. It's about getting brainwashed, basically, by a certain message. For example, race, beliefs about race. All races are exactly the same. But if you were to ask, let's just say, a white person from maybe North America or maybe the UK 100 years ago, they wouldn't have believed you. And that's just because of the messaging that they've been given. They don't know that for certain. Same with sex, the different sexes. We've been led to believe throughout history that men are more powerful than women, when in fact, we all know that we're probably better at some things and worse at others. And we're, on all said and done, we're pretty much equal. And these are certain political beliefs that we've been led to believe over time. But there are good versions of it, like affirmations. I do affirmations every single morning to myself. Whatever you think of that, you can ram it with your ass, I don't care. But I talk very positively to myself in the morning, not because I'm not a positive person already, because I'm brainwashing myself into believing a certain things about myself, and then my life starts to manifest in that way. It genuinely works. And over time, these little lies that I might tell myself, like I am perfect, I am strong, I am healthier than I've ever been, all these little things that I tell myself, they start to manifest, or I believe them to be true anyway. Religion's a good example of this, because people, whenever I meet deeply pious people in religion, cheers, David, you like this, I like this, it's very warm. Whenever I meet very pious people, they have this sort of glow about them. And it's because in religion, you are repeatedly told that you are loved. So regardless of what background you've come from, you are loved. You know, you are loved. You are loved. You keep getting told it and affirmed it and affirmed it, and you start to believe it, and you start to have this warm glow about you. And I can't put my finger on what it is. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, because that's the power of prayer. That's why I believe the power of prayer is repeat messaging to ourselves, deep belief in what we're saying. It becomes our truth. It becomes truth one way or another, regardless of what the science is. And it works the same with the law of attraction as well. The law of attraction is the same. I don't believe the science of it. It could easily be disproven, but it works for a lot of people because psychology is very powerful. So that's number two, political truth. And finally, number three, there's current objective truth, all right? So this is proven and unproven in the scientific method. It might be the closest thing to the known truth that there is, you know, the actual tangible known truth, like this top is black. I bet if we put it under a microscope, it wouldn't be black, but it appears black until proven otherwise, right? Can you understand what I mean? But the thing about the scientific method that I love, it proves itself wrong. It's not, this is science and this is what science says. It's, this is what we think at the moment. Now, how can we disprove that? How can we, we know that this top's black, but how can we disprove that it's black? Let's find out. Let's take a closer inspection. That's what I love about the scientific method. It's to prove itself wrong. Like you see a man now, but under a microscope, if we put a microscope on me, you wouldn't see a man, you'd see cells. And then, you know, if you wanted to go even closer than that, you'd see energy. So do you see energy or do you see a man? It's all objective. But the scientific methods proves itself wrong over time. But it starts to move into your truth territory a little bit. And they all, like I said earlier on, they all overlap, whatever you want to call it. But the problem what people have we want to prove ourselves. It's great. It's actually a little bit great in that light.
It's actually black.
It's got a lot of sheen. It's got a lot of sheen, this top. But what we end, the reason why we don't like the scientific method is because we're so desperate to prove ourselves right that we don't really want to know the truth. We're so hung up on our truth that we don't want to know the truth. And this is where the scientific or the tangible objective truth falls down, type number three, because people are so biased towards their own beliefs that they don't want to know the actual truth. It's difficult to actually be proven wrong for our own sake. It requires a lot of humility to learn the actual truth or the most current known truth about something. There's an interesting thing called the Dunning-Kruger paradox. And the Dunning-Kruger paradox is the more you learn about something, the more you realize you don't know about it. You know, you could literally go double, triple, quadruple down on something and learn more and more. And the more you learn about something, the less you actually know. So it forces you to be more humble. Whereas if you don't know that much about it, you become very protective over those few beliefs that you do have. And it's just an interesting thing, and it proves how biased we can be. The closer and closer we get to the actual tangible truth, type number three, it moves away from us. There's always new truths to be found. It's ephemeral. Whereas on the other hand, dogma, this is the truth and that's it. We can't be proven wrong. This is the only truth. It's very insecure, arrogant. It stops any progress. It holds progress steady. There's no progress because dogma won't allow progress to be made. So we have to try and prove ourselves wrong. That's the whole point. You know, how do I know if I am so biased? Most of us don't think that we're that biased, but we actually all are. And what you need to say, if you hold a belief very strongly, and other people tend to argue it with you, but you are steadfast in that belief, you've kind of got to ask yourself, what evidence would I need to change my mind? So the thing that I'm so believing right now, what evidence would I need to change my mind? And if there's no amount of evidence that you could get to change your mind, then you know you're an absolute brainwashed fool. Guys, I love you and I'll see you later on. Bye.